Today on Hands on Tech, we are continuing our discussion regarding microphones and getting the most out of your work from home scenarios or starting your new audio-based career. Got a new mic to share with you, and I cannot wait to go over the details. Stay tuned.
Our annual survey is going strong, and we don't want to miss your feedback. Go to twit.tv/survey21 to take it now before it closes in February. The survey helps us understand our audience so we can make our listening experience even better. It only takes a few minutes. Go to twit.tv/survey21 to take it. Thank you.
This is Twit.
Well, hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Matt Pruitt, and this is Hands on Tech here on Twit TV. I hope y'all are doing well. I am unbelievable as always, and today I am going to continue my discussion regarding microphones for your now pretty much new normal work at home scenarios. Or if it's not just the work at home, let's just say you have an endeavor to start a new podcast or start a new voiceover career or start an audiobook. What have you. I'd like for you to be able to get pretty good audio as best that you can without having to spend a gazillion dollars on audio recording equipment. Fortunately, there are some different options out there. I've already shared one option previously back on Hands on Tech when I talked about the Quadcast microphone from the folks at Kingston. But now today we're going to step our game up just a touch. Actually, we're stepping our game up quite a bit because we got a microphone from the folks at Shure to try out. And here it is. It's not that Shure SM7B that you're used to seeing from a lot of the popular radio hosts and broadcasters and other podcasters out there. This is not the SM7B. No, but it is pretty dadgum close to the SM7B, even down to the form factor and design of this thing. But this is the Shure MV7 USB and XLR microphone. So let's talk about some of the features with this before we get into the pricing, because I think the pricing is quite fair for this. All right, so features. You get a USB connection. It uses a micro USB, not a USB-C on the backside. I don't know why people are still using that connectivity anymore. Just use USB-C. But it uses a micro USB-A connection to connect to your computer. You can, when you plug it into your computer, Windows or Mac OS will still recognize it as an audio input device, and you can start speaking into it right away. But there's a beautiful thing that comes with this, and it's an additional companion app, and it's the Shure Motive application. It's available on Windows and Mac OS. This application is pretty slick, and it allows you to dial in some of the different settings from your voice and tone to make it sound better for whatever it is you're doing, whether it's an audiobook, whether it's live streaming or podcasting or what have you. They got a couple of different presets in there. So let's take a quick look at some of that information.
When using the Shure MV7 as a USB-connected microphone, you're still going to get pretty good audio. In my experience, I think the XLR connection sounds a little bit better because you can handle the post-processing a little bit better depending on the interface that you have that's capturing your audio, whether it's your mixer or a MixPre or a Focusrite Scarlett, something along those lines. But if you don't have that, you can use USB and use in conjunction with the computer processing the information. You can use this Shure Plus Motive app here. And this does a decent job for it. Again, it's all going to depend on your voice, but there's a lot of different automatic presets built into this to really make this simple for you to use. For example, you have this proximity section here. Pretty straightforward. Is this mic close to your mouth, or is it far away from you on the desk? Right now, I currently have this set to near because that's where the microphone is. It's directly in front of my mouth. If I were to click on far and say that this is a little bit further away from me and sitting on the desk, what should happen is the mic gain is going to go up and the amplitude is going to get a little bit louder because the mic gain went up because it assumes that I'm not as close to the microphone. So now that I've finished blowing out your ears, I'm going to push this back to near, because this is my actual positioning and I'm able to speak into this with my regular tone and not blow your ears out. There's a couple other settings here at the bottom. You have the tone for dark, natural, and bright. Again, this is something that you need to play around with regarding your own preference with your voice and how you want it to sound. For me, my experience is finding that natural and dark works best for my voice. There's still a little bit of data, in my opinion, that seems to be missing with a USB connection, but it's still usable audio. If I push this down to dark, it's going to bring out more of the lower end frequencies of my voice, in addition to possibly picking up something like a fan hum. If I push this to bright, it's going to cut away the low end frequencies and really push out the higher frequencies to make my voice sound a little bit brighter. I prefer to stick with natural or maybe dark on a, you know, depends on the day, if you will. If you want to get out of the sort of automatic settings, you can get into manual settings, which are still somewhat automatic, but it gives you just a touch more control, specifically with the equalizer or EQ. Speaking in the flat profile is very nice because it keeps all of the frequencies fairly level for you, low end or high end or mid range. This high pass filter is going to cut away those low end frequencies. If I click on it now, a lot of the low end has now been decreased and you're only getting the mid range and high end. Clicking on the presence, this is ideally where most people's voice tends to hover around on the frequencies. So it's going to push up your voice a little bit more there in the mid range. And then you have this last one, which is a presence boost, as well as a high pass filter where it's cutting off again the lower end of the frequencies there. Play around with it to see what works best for you. Again, I think this is fairly good to be a USB connection. I think you get a little bit more control with an XLR connection. Lastly, I'm going to flip this back to a flat profile. Lastly is the compressor. Compression is really, really hard to manage in audio. And what compression does is allow you to manage the amplitude of your audio coming in. For example, if you're playing a game online and you get excited at a certain point, your voice gets really, really loud and then you get back to a normal tone. Well, you getting really, really loud at that point, it's going to blow your listeners' ears out without a warning. Compression is going to allow you to have those really, really high amplitude moments, but keep it level for your listeners' ears. And if you're speaking too low, it's going to bring up the amplitude so your listeners can hear you. So right now, if I get really, really excited, you really couldn't tell from a volume standpoint because I have this compression on. And that depends on just how excited you get as far as where you set the compressor. Overall, it's pretty good for a USB connection and it sounds okay for my voice. May sound better for your voice. Okay, so playing around with this microphone with the USB connection, it still sounds pretty good. You know, right now I'm speaking into a studio broadcast mic here in my home studio that's connected with XLR, because XLR gives you some different options and different things to deal with from a post-processing standpoint. Now, when you're using that USB connection, all of the post-processing, or not post-processing, but all of the audio processing that happens after you speak into the capsule is done after the fact there in your computer versus running through a audio interface like what I'm using now. I use a MixPre. A lot of people use those Focusrite Scarlett devices that will help with a lot of the speaking into it and processing that information. But I don't want to dwell on using the USB because I like the fact that this also comes with an XLR connection on the back of it. Why is that important? Okay, so let's say you're starting your career or new endeavor, whatever it may be, as far as using your voice as an audio input, and that starts to take off. It starts to grow. You figure out, you know what? I really need to be able to do this
even better. And I would like to integrate some different tools, like integrate some hardware compression and things of that nature to really just make my voice shine. And you can do that with this microphone. As your career grows with this, as your endeavor grows with this, the mic grows with you. You don't necessarily have to go out and buy another mic. When you're speaking through this microphone, it sounds pretty daggum good. Again, I'm not going to say it's going to take over their flagship device, the SM7B, because it's not going to do that. That's just a legendary sound that this one has, that microphone has, and this one does not have that. But it's pretty close. As a matter of fact, if I switch from this microphone to the Shure MV7, you're not going to hear much of a difference, but I think it's worth taking a listen. So let me switch this mic. I'm going to mute my current microphone and then unmute this one here. Okay, so now I have muted my studio microphone and I'm speaking into the Shure MV7 using just my regular standard broadcasting voice, not speaking too loudly, not speaking too softly. And you do get, just like any other dynamic microphone, you do get a proximity effect. So as I get closer to this microphone, my voice is going to sound a little bit louder and probably sound a little bit richer, similar to that signature Shure rich baritone sound. It's quite nice, right? But another thing to consider is you're still getting that outstanding off-axis rejection, because if I move away from the microphone, you don't hear my voice quite as much because of the off-axis rejection, which is helping you to have ample quality control over your audio and not picking up a lot of that ambient noise. It's just picking up your voice as you speak into it. Now, something to consider with any microphone, you need to see how it sounds with your voice, okay? So just because this microphone sounds great with my voice, that doesn't mean it may sound great for your voice, but I highly recommend you trying them out just to make sure. But quite frankly, I think this one is going to be pretty good for most people out there. So let me switch back to my microphone like we normally do. And we are now back on my mic. So what I'd like to do next is show you the waveform, because I did a bit of a comparison speaking into the microphones simultaneously. And I want you to see the waveform and the spectral display of the audio just so you can see how great the quality is. So I'm going to switch over to my desktop and we'll take a quick look-see here. Okay, so now we are inside of Adobe Audition, my audio editor of choice, and we have two tracks here. This first track here on the top, this is the Heil PR40 microphone that I use at this time for most of my recordings, or pretty much all of my recordings. And the second one is the Shure MV7. The Heil cost you roughly about $400. The MV7 is not quite $400. So let's take that in consideration when we take a listen to these. All right, so we'll start with the Heil track and just hit play here. Microphone check 1, 2, speaking into both microphones simultaneously. Track 1 is the Heil PR40. All right, so now let's go back and take a listen to the Shure MV7. Microphone check 1, 2, speaking into both microphones simultaneously. Track 1 is the Heil PR40. Track 2 is the Shure MV7. Okay, so both of those sound fairly similar. I think the Heil fits my voice profile a little bit more so than the MV7, but that MV7 provides enough data to be able to work with it in post using a little bit of EQ to help bring out those other frequencies that I'm used to hearing with my voice. If you look at these from a spectral standpoint, let's pull it up here in Audition, the spectral display. So we got track 1 and track 2. Track 1 is the Heil. When I pull that up, here's the spectral display. And if you remember our previous discussions about spectral display, when you see black, that means there's no sound. And when you see darker colors, that means there's a little bit of signal coming through there. And the brighter the color, the louder that particular frequency is coming through. So if you look down here at the bottom of the spectral display, you'll see that there's a lot of yellowish gold color going through there because that's where my voice tends to resonate the most. A lot of people are going to hit more so in this mid-range here, anywhere between 10K and roughly 2K or so, a lot of people's voice is going to sort of ring along in that area. So you'll see a little bit more gold and orange in that if you pull them up on a spectral display. So now that's the high LPR40 that I'm speaking into right now. Let's take a look at the MV7, and you didn't catch much of a difference there. It's quite nice, right? Now you did get a little bit more of the black starting to come through because it's not quite picking up as much. A couple things can be addressed there. You can speak a little bit closer into the microphone to be able to get more of a signal, because that's just the characteristic of a dynamic mic. You really have to drive them with power or proximity to get more of that signal caught in there. But in comparison, these two are almost identical. There's a little bit more data being picked up here in the higher frequencies on the Heil versus the PR versus the MV7, just a little bit more, but not much more. At any rate, this is still plenty of information to work with if you want to go into, say, an equalizer and play around with the different presets in here to make things sound even better. I think this is quite top notch considering the price point on this. Now, so my final thoughts regarding this the Shure MV7. Again, this is not their flagship microphone, okay? The flagship microphone from Shure, the SM7B, is going to cost you right at $400. This, the MV7, is going to cost you so much less, $249 at the time of recording. That may change depending on the time you see this. We'll have links in the show notes here to where you can check it out for yourself, because a lot of times deals and discounts pop up at random that we have no idea just popped up. But that pricing is outstanding when you consider the type of audio output that you're getting on this. My only nitpick on this is I don't particularly care for the touch interface that's on top of the microphone. When you're using USB, a lot of the touch interface is fired up. It will allow you to move the gains and mute it and things like that. I don't like tapping the mic while I'm recording because you get an extra pickup. If I do this, you're going to hear that little bit of a thump and a rumble, but that's just me. That's my two cents on it. Another nitpick that you may have as a live streamer, some live streamers don't necessarily like to have the microphone in the shot. Hey, look, if you want good audio, you need that microphone close to you so you can get a nice strong signal going into it. And I think it just says enough to, hey, use a dynamic microphone, get a little bit closer on it from a proximity standpoint, and enjoy the beautiful sound that's going to come out of this. But yeah, I think this is a high quality mic, a mic that's going to not only be something great for a beginner because of the user interface being simple and straightforward and all of the presets that are built into that additional software. And it's also going to be great for someone that is a little bit more advanced and, you know, a little bit more intermediate and intermediate plus, that has started to grow their presence with working with audio and recording their voice. And this will grow with them because of the XLR connections that are available on this. All right. So, yeah, check that out. I really do appreciate Shure sending this over to me to try out. I think this is a nice high quality microphone for you and yours. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me over on Twitter. I am @_Pruitt. I'd love to answer your questions regarding this microphone. And if you have any other feedback, feel free to just leave me a comment there as well. All right, folks, that is going to do it for this week's episode of Hands on Tech. Thank you so much for taking a listen and sharing this out with others and leaving us a nice rating and review on your podcast application of choice. And also be sure you're subscribed to my show, Hands on Photography, for more awesome photography content as well as how-tos and tutorial. Okay, folks, you all take care, and we'll catch you next time here on Hands on Tech. Create and dominate.
Keep up with all the hottest tech news and gadgets. Visit twit.tv. There you'll be able to find and subscribe to all our tech shows. Thanks for watching Hands on Tech.